MSNBC's Chris Hayes admits the word diversity politically failed. Recommends new DEI phrase, patriotic pluralism. By Wendell Hasebo on February 8, 2025. It appears many on the left will continue to push DEI initiatives under the guise of pluralism and downplay the word diversity. A notable shift in language after the 2024 election. The shift suggests the left is not prepared to acknowledge that voters soundly rejected DEI ideology with President Donald Trump's landslide victory. A good sign for Republicans' hopes of retaining the House and Senate in 2026. Never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. Exiled French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte once said. MSNBC's Chris Hayes, a leading voice among Democrats, is one of the first to deploy the updated political wording. There is a message of what I would call like common sense. Patriotic pluralism, Hayes told Bill Maher. Pluralism is another word for diversity. I think there is this sense in which there was this sort of backlash politics. Continued Hayes, acknowledging how conservatives exposed diversity as a buzzword for the woke agenda. If we are not going to use that one, diversity, let's use pluralism. Hayes argued the shift in wording for the same woke ideology can help Democrats win elections. That's the thing that I think Democrats can win back a majority of message with, he explained. Hayes applied the language of pluralism to his argument for laws allowing transgender mutilation. They should mind their own business, he said of the opponents of transgenderism. If some father and mother have health care for their kid lined up who's trans, just stay the fuck out of their business, let them, parents, make that decision. That's their decision to make, and you don't have to make that for your family. There's a majority that understands that, like we all come from different places. And part of what makes this country work is we acknowledge and we negotiate those differences. And that's the thing that I think Democrats can win back a majority of the message, he added. Political language is constantly changing. Before Trump's political rise, for example, conservatives used the phrase politically correct to speak about what is now roundly referred to as woke or wokeism. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.